AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Howard Stern's radio show today, President Biden says he's willing to debate Donald Trump. It's his most definitive comment yet on that issue. Trump has said he is ready to debate, but has questioned the president's willingness. A new witness is now on the stand in New York.
The testimony from the former publisher of the National Enquirer has concluded in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. David Pecker returned to the witness stand for a fourth day as defense attorneys tried to poke holes in his testimony. Pecker, who used to run the National Enquirer, said that he buried embarrassing stories that Donald Trump felt could hurt his 2016 presidential bid. Prosecutors had Pecker say this was not a standard procedure to consult with a presidential candidate's so-called fixer to make changes to a source agreement.
It's a rigged trial. Terrible.
The former president noted it was his wife's birthday, and he would have rather been with her in Florida.
We have another day of court in a freezing courthouse. It's very cold in there.
Trump is charged in Manhattan with falsely recording hush money payments to Stormy Daniels as being legal expenses. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Stocks are higher at the close on Wall Street. Despite a report from the government, inflation remains high. It's likely to reinforce the Federal Reserve's intention to hold back on interest rate cuts. For the second time in the last few months, the Biden administration is delaying a plan to ban menthol cigarettes. Anti-smoking advocates aren't going to like this, but the decision could avoid angering black voters ahead of the November election. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Patriot missiles are part of a $6 billion aid package for Ukraine with the potential of more missiles.
Going forward, we'll be able to hopefully work with a number of countries to put together additional Patriot capability.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Patriots are needed to protect Ukrainian cities. This is AP News. The nation's top diplomat is in China. Here's the AP's Charles Deledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Chinese Minister of Public Security Wang Chuhong in a meeting on bilateral cooperation in areas including counter-narcotics and law enforcement. Blinken says he appreciated the cooperation in counter-narcotics with China and that there's more that needs to be done.
I very much look forward to discussing that with you today, as well as other issues between us. But I think our ability to cooperate in this area, to show results, will have a very positive impact on relations between our countries and the interests of our people.
Both Blinken and Wang echoed the recent communication between the presidents of the two countries, saying that efforts have been made to enforce the consensus reached by the two heads of state. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.